Ukraine is trying to use all the legal arguments in blaming Russia for the events that is happening now in Crimea, in Donbass. So we lost part of our territory in 2014. It's temporarily occupied. Russia is still using its power to supply weapons, to supply resources, to train mercenaries. And basically every single day our soldiers are dying. So today we have two people that are dead in the result of combat action. And we are using all the necessary methods to blame Russia for this.
Now, Kiev is telling the ICJ that Russia failed to stop terrorism in eastern Ukraine, referring specifically to the downing of the Malaysian airplane, the MH17, in 2014, and also about the violation of the rights of the Crimea Tatars. But it does not really tackle directly the fact that it is perceived as illegal that Russia occupied these territories directly or indirectly. Why is that?
Russia is using very effectively their power, and they are not present in all the courts that have the jurisdiction. So Ukraine targeting those courts, exactly how court that Russia recognizes its jurisdiction, and we find those conventions that Russia is violating. So we are using our argument to protect our legal position when we have the biggest evidence. So it's MH17, everybody knows this case. And also it's very famous that Russia violates the right of Crimean Tatar people to use their language, to use their governance, to use their organization. And we are targeting this because we have proofs. It's very hard when you have a hybrid warfare, you have a mispropaganda everywhere to find truth in it, but we are using all our legal mechanisms to protect our position, and we are very confident in this.
Now, in its deposition, Russia says that Ukraine submitted thousands of pages of evidence, and then it says that among those thousands of pages, Ukraine has failed to identify any that demonstrate indispensable elements of terrorism, financing, or racial discrimination. They basically deny everything what Ukraine is saying. So how do you think this is going to play out?
Russia tactic for 5 years is, it wasn't me. It was some green man in Crimea. We don't know who they are. They don't have an insignia. There was unknown book missile, unknown. They emerged from shadow and hit MH17. It wasn't from Russia. So basically, the tactic, it wasn't me tactic, is not very great. So we think that the media could work if they could persuade some people who doesn't know about Ukraine and Russia.
The final conclusion may take quite a long time, right? Sometimes several years.
Unfortunately, we already have the war that is lasting for 5 years. I'm from Donetsk, basically. I'm from the occupied part, and I never, ever in my life, in the worst nightmare, could think that Russia will occupy my home region, and I'm not able to come there for 5 years. So definitely, if we're using the existing legal instrument, that it will take so long to receive a decision, I guess it shows a bit of a crisis of the United Nations mechanism and all other international mechanisms, and it needs to be reformed. This is a signal to think how the world leaders could reform the multilateral relationships to be much more effective.